Today is a special Sunday because it's a Sunday where I don't know what's going to be said, which is maybe true for most Sundays, but you don't need to know that. What I'd love for you to do is everyone will have received a couple of index cards on your as you came in. And if you don't have some, just put your hand up and we'll make sure that you have a couple of index cards and a pen. It doesn't have to be two, one's fine, or three is good, whatever you'd like. And between now and the end of meditation time, you'll have some time. What I'm going to ask you to do is to write any questions that you may have about unity, about this community, that you would like me to answer. And in some circles in Unity, this is called Stump the Minister Sunday. But the whole idea is just to hear what some of the questions are that you might have and see if I can help to answer them for you. So that's what today's talk will be. And it's always fun. It's always enlightening and thought-provoking. And it's wonderful for me because I get a chance to hear what is on everyone's mind in a very different way. So anytime between now and probably about 10 minutes from now, just feel free to write your questions. Will there be a fall retreat? Ooh, that is an excellent question. And we have not considered a fall retreat. We are planning on October 22nd, I think it is, the Sunday just before Halloween. The Sunday before we all dress up for Halloween. On October the 22nd, we will have a workshop in the afternoon, and that workshop will be based on the morning's service, which will be the songs from the Sound of Music, which we didn't do at Mother's Day like we normally do. So we have Tom Arnson is going to be our musician that day, and he is going to lead us through all of the songs from the Sound of Music. And then we'll do songs and thoughts about those songs as part of the service. And then we'll actually workshop some of them in the afternoon. Because you wouldn't believe how much wisdom there actually is to be found if you look at the words from the musical, from the lyrics in the songs from the Sound of Music. In some ways, it's all you need for life. They're amazing if you look at them metaphysically, metaphorically. And so we're actually going to play with that on October 22nd. That is the closest that we're going to get to for a full retreat. If people are interested in a longer retreat, I know the board would be open to having someone willing to organize it and make that happen. But chances are, it won't be any of the people on the board because they're pretty stretched already. So thank you for the question. You want to draw again? Let's see. Does unity have a stance on forgiving those who have hurt you deeply? There's some really excellent nuances to this question. Let me repeat it. Does unity have a stance on forgiving those who have hurt you deeply? Well, from unity's point of view, your spiritual path is your spiritual path. So our suggestions are not dogma. They are for you to accept or not accept as you see fit, as what feels right for you. Having said that, what Unity's position would likely be is to follow the teachings of Jesus. And what did Jesus say about forgiveness? Jesus said, somebody came to him and said, dude, how often should I forgive my brother? Should I forgive him 7 times 7? And Jesus said, forgive them 70 times 7. Now, people get a little confused about what forgiveness might mean. Forgiveness does not mean that you need to agree with them. It doesn't mean that you need to agree with what they did or condone what they did. It doesn't mean that you have to be best friends or maintain a relationship with someone who's hurt you. What forgiveness encourages us to do is to recognize that we are carrying something that we no longer, that is actually burdening us. Acknowledge that somebody hurt you. Acknowledge it. Of course it hurts. And then try as much as you can to find a place of honor for that hurt within you and move forward. Who knows what happened to the other person and in their life that caused them to behave the way they did? We don't know. We know that what we see on the surface is literally like an iceberg, and there's all kinds of crap underneath that force that cause us to behave the way we do. But that's not really our business. Our business is to acknowledge that we've been hurt, to hold compassion for ourselves in that hurt, and then to hold compassion for ourselves by unburdening it from the weight that we carry. And so I don't know if that quite answers your question, but Unity's stance would likely be follow the teachings of Jesus. That would be my stance, anyway. Free yourself. Go, Lyle, go. Where can one go to learn how to pray? Where can one go to learn how to pray? What if you knew that you were praying all the time? What if you knew that you were an energetic being? And that if you think of prayer, what is prayer? It's an intention that we're setting. And so if you want to draw more of something into your life, then give that energy some thought. You're always praying because you are always creating. You are an energetic being. Your life is already a living prayer. Having said that, there are a couple of things that are helpful. One is to go within. And so the first thing I would suggest that you do is to take a breath. Center yourself in gratitude. The second thing that I would encourage you to do is to remember that you are a part of the allness of life. And that means that you can invoke the energy and power of the allness of life that you are already a part of and channel that into a vision of what you are intending. And Jesus taught us how to pray, and maybe this just answers my question about what I was going to talk about next week. Because we'll look at the Lord's Prayer and what it can represent for us. But what Jesus taught with the Lord's Prayer is our Father who art. Now, this is the King James Version. Our Father which art in heaven. That's like this reminder that we are one with everything, that there is one power. Hallowed be thy name, one power. It's sort of this reminding ourselves that we're part of one. Your kingdom come, your will be done. That again is this idea of aligning our energy with the highest possible good on earth, which is what we consider here, as in heaven, which is what our minds are. Give us this day our daily bread is a way to remind ourselves that if we allow ourselves to go into the silence, that we have wisdom within us always. Forgive us our trespasses, where we heard that word already today. This idea of knowing that we're going to make missteps and knowing that others will make missteps too. Knowing that sometimes we will be aligned with the energy of good and sometimes we won't use our energy quite as well as we would like. That's the trespass. And then forgive others just the same way. Who am I now? Trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. The idea of making a choice at any time. The idea of remaining aligned with the highest that we want to express. Deliver us from evil. Unity does not believe that there is such a thing as a place that God is not, right? There's no spot that God is not. So this, again, is just reminding us to stay in the consciousness that God is all. The temptation to us from evil. That's how it ends. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Because there is no spot that God is not, including those places that are miserable, including those places where we go, oh my God, where is God in this? God is. God is energy. And so our goal in prayer, in our life, is to be the highest expression of that energy that we can be. Knowing that there are times that life is going to suck. And to show up in the most loving way that we can. Even in those darkest times. So how to learn how to pray? Just encourage yourself to be safe with trusting your heart. Close your eyes for a moment and make a wish, make an intention, call it whatever you want. You are praying already. Okay, we have time for about two more maybe, depending on how long Alula. Talk. But I will do next week, maybe we'll do the Lord's Prayer. That would be a fun experience to do. Have more speak from the congregation. have Barb, this may look like your handwriting. Can you explain what you're...
It's all right. I will explain.
Would you like to have more input from people from the congregation?
I just wrote it and...
Okay. Well, let's you and I have a chat. But anytime anyone feels that they want to share a message, I'm all for that. One of the things that I have said a few times here, and notice the look of shock on your faces when I've said it, but you're getting better, is when I say something like, I'm the official minister and you are all ministers. And most people kind of do this double take. And I want you all to really get the idea and consider the idea that each one of you is a minister, that each one of you has a ministry, that each one of you has the wisdom of the ages within you. Intelligence, creativity, imagination, all of those things are within each one of us. And so, yes, I'm here as the minister. And if anyone ever feels that they want to share something in this group and to this community, you are very welcome to do that. It may save me work. Just saying. Does that help, Barb, a little? Thank you. I did a baby blessing yesterday. Thank you. And it was at a family's home. And they wanted water on the baby. And so he was 1 year old. He was adorable. And so I thought, if I try pouring water on this kid, that's just going to be mean. So instead, I did a circle and a figure eight and like just different things and a heart. And then I also did a cross. So I kind of did like all of this different things. And then I had him go from person to person. And I had each one of the family who were there do the same thing. And the reason I did that is because I said to them that I'm the official minister, so you're expecting me to do this. But you are going to be the ministers in this child's life. So you baptize him. You christen him. You bless him with the words that you wish for his life. And it was profound. Makes me verklempt now, just thinking about it. What is the vision for Unity of New West for the future? Oh, wow. What a wonderful question. That would be a question for the ages. Unity of New Westminster has been here for over 50 years. That means that in terms of churches and their viability and their legacy, we're already doing amazingly well. And I think for our future, if we want to remain relevant, then the key is to be relevant. And so in terms of churches in general, since the pandemic, church attendance has dropped in person. And what's happened with that is, relative to everyone else's attendance levels, we've actually done pretty well. So most churches are seeing half of the people or so from their pre-pandemic days, and we're certainly seeing more than that. We're also seeing different people. than we saw prior to the pandemic. And so that is something that warms my heart whenever I see new faces in the community. And I think in order to be relevant and of interest to people in the future, it is worthy of a conversation with people of a different generation. For example, that mom who I had a wonderful conversation with yesterday, she was a person I married 2 years ago. They had their baby last year, has never stepped foot in a Unity church, and follows us online. And there are quite a few people that we've heard about that's happening for. So there's almost like this a two-phase approach that I wonder about taking. One is the in-person, which is nothing can compare to that. You know, once you're here and you get to know faces and you get to break bread with people, that has a whole wonderful experience. And yet there's a huge number of people who are unable to be here, have other time commitments, aren't even in the same city, are busy doing parenting stuff on a Sunday morning, or laundry, which is parenting stuff on a Sunday morning. And so I think that Unity of New Westminster has amazing places to grow to, because we have this amazing gift of a physical building, which so many churches do not have. This is a talent. You know, have you ever heard of the parable of the talents? Maybe I'll do that in 2 weeks. But basically what it is if you are given a gift, how do you use it? Do you hide it? Do you allow it to stay solid, to not grow? Or do you expand it and use it for good? And this is a gift. And how are we using that? We've got our church, which becomes essentially a mosque on a Friday, which is wonderful. We've got extra people coming in here at various times. Wonderful. And I think we can do even more in terms of reaching people online, on YouTube, on Instagram. Who knows where some of that will go. So do we have a vision for the future? Yes. What is it in one word? I'm not sure. I'm not sure how we can explain that. What I do know is that we as a building are not going anywhere. And we as a community that longs to reach out to the people out there in the ether, in the outside of this building, with relevant life skill ideas, life enhancement ideas, that will continue to grow. Does that help answer that question? Okay. Let's do one more, and I'll try and make it short.
It's 11:54.
Pardon? 11:54. Okay, well, maybe I'll do this another week then.
The clock is slow.
Oh, okay. What does unity mean in regards to acceptance and religion? We honor every path. Whenever you're in a position where you're thinking that we are right, and by definition everyone else is wrong, we are in a place of we are right war. That is not our intention. The religion of Jesus, not the religion about Jesus, the religion of Jesus, is love and acceptance and inclusion. And so we see beyond different dogmas, including Christian dogmas, which are the hardest for people who are in one dogma to recognize. As long as it makes you feel uplifted and it makes you feel joyful and it makes you feel that you're feeling comforted and you are now enhanced and your life is enhanced because of it, good on you. That's our belief.